Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
He hesitates.
I wasn't sure. Did you say show or did you say some weird?
I said everybody, welcome to the show.
Oh, just the way you said show. It sounded like you were having like an aneurysm or something. Like, welcome to the sh.
I didn't think so, but maybe it's true. I don't know.
Excuse me, man.
See, what you don't realize is I have to listen to myself as well as you.
Oh.
That's the way it works. I don't know. I haven't got that figured out.
Oh.
So sometimes I slur or stutter because I am trying to process my own damn voice.
Oh.
It's a little tough.
Yeah. Sure.
It's a little tough for a novice such as yourself.
Oh. Well.
So, I'm trying to think here.
I stand corrected this week.
On what?
One of many things.
Let me get my list out here.
I was looking at our website, which I'd look at sometimes, because I don't really have anything to do with it, per se. You have pretty much editorial control over
social
it,
porn? But,
no, our website.
Oh, our website. Oh, okay, yeah.
You put up this thing called Silly Comic. And
right, yeah.
About a month ago, I got all bitchy because Pepe from Brazil had wanted to see our faces and stuff.
Right.
And now I didn't notice, but he actually wrote back and actually explained why he wanted to see us and thought it would be funny. Because I thought it was like some weird, kooky, you know, thing going on.
I haven't read that. What is it? I never read
and
those things.
I don't have the exact thing in front of me, but now, you know what? I owe him an apology because I thought he was just getting weird, and now he was really sincere and just wanted to see us.
And
just
you're
to be
being
funny.
Mean.
And I was being mean. I was being an asshole to him. So, hey, mi amigo, you know, all right, vaya con Dios.
So what was
keep
the
listening.
Reason? What was the reason he wanted to
No, see? He just thought it'd be funny. You know, he was just curious. It was just plain curiosity. It wasn't anything weird or anything. So
okay.
I got all weird with them, and now I...
Well, I can tell you that the caricatures are pretty close. If you had a picture of us and just drew circles, that would be what we'd look like.
Yeah.
I think I did a pretty good job with that.
Pepe, listen, I was in a very bad accident about 20 years ago, and I've been disfigured.
You, don't blame.
Okay.
Don't blame your, you know, your good Slavic looks on an accident.
I was disfigured in this accident. They had to graft a lot of skin from different parts of my body.
I didn't think your face got hurt at all. It was the rest of your body.
That's why I don't like to show my face.
Because the rest of my body's disfigured.
They had to use like a lot of things from my butt cheeks to graft to my face. And that's why I have all this acne. So, Pepe, keep listening. Thank you. You're not weird. You're a good guy.
You're just worried that Pepe is going to find out where you live or something.
That too, yeah. That's what
you're being all apologetic.
Pepe... We do this show for free, and the minute we actually start making money off it, then I will show my face. So, so how's that?
All right, I'll put $5 in the pot. There you go.
Ah! Yeah. Actually, there is a picture I would like to show sometime, but
what,
I don't know.
You?
I'm afraid you wouldn't black out the faces, though.
No, I would. I always do. I got all the ones up on the
it's
side.
It's me standing by my parents.
Why, you want your parents' pictures out there?
No, I don't want their pictures out there either. But, like, we're all wearing, like, pastel, which is really weird.
Yeah. Well, it's, very, you know.
Yeah, like, I almost match, like, what my mom's wearing. It's weird.
Well, you are mama's boy. That's
it's really weird because... In the picture, I'm probably about 18 years old in the picture, which is really weird.
Miles, come over here and nuzzle you in my bosom.
Yeah, it is a really bizarre picture. Every time I see this picture, it creeps me out. It really creeps me out. Yeah, like if Don Johnson had his mom on the show and they both kind of coordinated.
Look at that stubble, Mom.
Oh, man. It is a scary
picture. Look at Don Johnson.
I'm gonna. I'll send it to you.
Too bad you look like Dwayne Johnson. I'd like you,
The Rock.
Look at that, Dwayne Johnson.
So anyway, that's just opened the show today. That's not my story, but I'm just opening.
What
the show.
You and your mom singing Judy Garland songs or what?
It wasn't that bad, but if you look at this picture, you might suspect something was up. You'd be like, "Oh man, Miles, what?"
Mom, no wonder I couldn't get laid.
Yeah, really, man. I wonder why I had to pay so often. Yeah. God, man.
No wonder Dad always wanted to interest me in these pornographic videos.
Yeah, really. No fooling.
Son, come over here. Take a look at this.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Don't you like what you see?
Yeah, this bad Miami Vice thing I had going.
I'm doing
man.
An investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Well, that's nice. So you're friends with Pepe, and you're out of the closet now. So everybody.
No. Neither, actually. I'm not friends with Pepe, nor am I out of the closet. So yeah.
Oh, I wanted to tell you. I meant to write to you about this. Speaking of Pepe and
Brazil,
things of that nature.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is not Pepe, but Pedro from Vote for Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Right.
He's going to be putting in a personal appearance here in the St. Louis area.
Oh, really? Get out of here.
But guess where it's at? Guess where it's at?
Where?
Take a guess.
I don't know.
It may have happened this weekend, so
it's
don't
a big,
run out
it's,
there unless you...
it's a big area. I don't know. It's a big city. Who,
at
I don't
PT's
know.
Strip club.
I have
I heard
no
a commercial.
Idea
he's gonna be. He's doing a personal appearance at a strip club. I thought that is
the most
bizarre thing I've ever heard.
I didn't know there was a strip club.
It's in Illinois. There's all kinds of stuff. So
yeah. Why are you going?
Well, I think it happened. Oh, I'm not going. But I thought it was funny. I heard this radio commercial. Come see Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite at PT's in Centerville or wherever it was at.
Well, that'd be cool. You should go for the show.
Well, no, I don't,
Tell your wife you're doing it for the sake of the show. That's what I do.
I was thinking you should come down and take care of that, but...
find out a date and time.
Well, no, I think it's already over with, so...
Well...
I just have never heard of somebody, like in the movies or whatever, going to a strip club for a personal appearance, that's all.
I would agree with you there, yeah.
That was a little bit odd, I would say, so...
Pedro, yeah.
Vote for Pedro. And they didn't even give his real name. They go, Pedro from the Dynamite.
It'd be funny if it's not him, it's just some guy. Yeah, I'm Pedro. What's up,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, I'm Pedro.
No, you
don't
look
anything like him.
Yeah, no, I am.
Give me $5, I'll give you an autograph.
Yeah, I'm Pedro, yeah.
So, anyway... I got a story here if you want to get to this.
Yeah, go ahead. You're the one that delayed us with the whole Pedro in the strip club.
Well, you were into it. So anyway, I had to travel this week for work.
Sure.
And I had to pop out to my neighborhood Walmart to pick up what was the neighborhood Walmart where I was at. Thank you, honey. My wife correcting me. I'm being facetious with the whole neighborhood Walmart thing. Anyway. So I go on down to the Hellmart, and I got to pick up a couple things, right?
Right.
And I work for a nonprofit type business, and so, we do tax-exempt stuff. And so I got this – they give you these special little cards at Walmart if you're tax-exempt.
Wait, now you've run into problems with this before.
Right. Well, get this. So,
yeah.
Have I talked about this before? I probably have.
I think you've run into problems with this at least once before, but go ahead.
Well, this isn't about the tax. I'm just setting it up because.
Yeah, go ahead.
So,
go ahead.
This little gray card.
Right.
It's got a number on it, which has nothing to do with anything in the real world and everything to do with Walmart, right?
Right.
It's like a whole subsystem thing. So I hand over my card to this cashier who looks like Selma Diamond's younger, taller sister. You know who's Selma Diamond? Look it up on Internet Movie Database. Anyway,
she
was on Night Court. She was
right.
A really tiny
she's
lady.
Dead.
But yeah, she's dead. And stopped like this, and she had
right. No one's going to know who the hell.
Yeah, but this was like a taller sister. And I handed her this card, and she looks at it, and she goes, "I can't friggin' read this."
What?
Yeah, she's the worker at Walmart checking me out.
What do you mean you can't read it?
No, she says, I can't friggin' read this.
She uses that language.
Yes, exact verbatim. Now, I'm with a guy I work with. We're standing there. He looks at me.
Wow.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, what kind of language is this for Walmart employee?
Hey,
and so I go, give it to me. I'll read it.
Hey, what so country do you think this is?
I read off the number. I grabbed the damn card and I read the number off.
Wait, did she say I can't freaking remember it?
No, and then the guy's looking at me like I'm like full of shit, because the thing is, he can't read the number either. He thought I made up the number. So I go, yeah, it's, you know, blah, 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 blah. And she punches it in. She's like, oh. And she rings up my shit, you know.
I can't freaking read it, asshole.
And I so much wanted to say thanks friggin' much, but I didn't. I should have. And so then, you know, of course, as everything always happens, you know, the whole delayed comedic effect of it. We're in the car, and I'm like, I'm on my third friggin' divorce. I can't get another friggin' pack of cigarettes. I got black lung.
Yeah.
And so the rest of the night, all I kept saying was friggin'. So we were meeting other people for dinner, you know. Yeah. Like, what do you want? I'll have the friggin' fajitas. That was my shtick for the rest of the night.
This lady really said that.
I swear, I got a witness, friggin', man. Yeah, I don't know what Sam Walton would say, but I'm sure he wouldn't say friggin'.
Friggin'.
Sure. I can't friggin'. I mean, it was just like that. Like, she snapped. I can't friggin' read this. And the thing is, I don't fill out the card. Other Walmart people make the card. I don't even want the fucking card. I just am there because...
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's not mine. It's not mine.
Yeah.
It's theirs. They gave it to me.
Oh, sweet.
I'm like, God damn it. Don't take your violence out on me, sister.
Oh, man. Girl, I really can't believe it.
I can't freaking read this. It was like Max from, you know.
When they met, it was
Buddy. Last week we were talking.
Yeah.
I can't freaking read this. Mr. Hart.
I'm
going to put my cigarette out in your eye.
That's right. If she could have smoked, she was one of those people that if she could have smoked on the job, by God, she'd be smoking like a chimney.
Why don't you go blow yourself?
There you go.
Right.
I couldn't believe that. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
Here I am, a fine, upstanding individual.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to work, man. I'm just trying to work.
May we ask where this was roughly?
Oh, sure. It was Osage Beach, Missouri.
Okay.
I was down at Lake of the Ozarks. I was spending some time at Tantara.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you're down there. And...
Oh, I can never sleep at that place. You know what? And my wife pointed this out. Every time I go there, I come back sick. It's just crawling with germs, that place.
Diarrhea!
And by the way, I at dinner that night, I brought up my whole urinal on the side of the gas pump
right.
idea.
Yeah.
And this was a mixed crowd, so it was men and women.
Right.
And they didn't like it either.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, I would have warmed them up with the whole friggin' thing first.
Well, I did. I did, but it came up later about having to pee, and there was a whole conversation about women's urinals and all this stuff.
Yeah, that's going to get weird, though.
It's a loose bunch, let me tell you, man.
It's going to get weird. You've got to kind of edit yourself a little bit.
We shared meals. It was a whole...
Yeah.
That's probably why I'm sick, but...
I didn't actually
put my mouth on anybody else's food or anything, but
was everyone only eating with like their left hands and stuff like that?
No, it was just really. What's this place? Actually, it's a place called Vista Grande. It's down there, and we eat every time we go. Well, everybody ends up at Vista Grande, and they drink a lot and eat Mexican food. So.
The best freaking burritos this side of freaking Missouri.
I want to tell you, I had some fantastic fajitas that night. I don't know if it was just the surly cashier that put me in the mood, but I had some great food that night. It was freaking awesome.
Frickin'.
So what's up with you? Make it quick.
Make it quick? Okay. So I also coincidentally had to go away this week.
You did?
Work.
Oh, that's right. You went to...
I was in Des Moines.
Dudley or whatever.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
So, I go to this all-day meeting. I go to check in the hotel. I'm tired.
Oh, you got a hotel. I'm glad to hear that.
And it's like, sir, we do not have you on the computer.
Oh, great.
After about 5 minutes, they're like, oh, wait a minute. You're in the Comfort Inn next door.
Oh, you got bumped down. What
were
you?
No, I went to the wrong damn hotel. Which freaking motel? No, just kidding.
Wait, where were you at when you got bumped to the Comfort?
No, I was like in whatever Quality Inn. I don't even know what it was. They were like right next to each other. They looked the same, and I just was so tired.
How do they know you were in there?
And, well, it's owned by the same people, I think.
Oh, well, fuck. Why didn't they just give you a room, man?
I don't know. It's just
you're
like,
gonna make me walk all the way across this parking lot.
So it's like 5:30.
I demand a refund.
It's 5:30. I check my email or my voicemail. Excuse me, yeah. My voicemail real quick. And my wife's like, you know, Miles, I bought a basketball hoop for our kids, and I got this really great deal. It was only like $30.
I'm masturbating. Call me.
No, it wasn't that phone call. I'm trying to speed up my story here, all right? You told me to speed up here, so.
You got a coop for the kids.
My wife was not masturbating, by the way, but, all right, so this is 5:30. So 10 o'clock, I check it again.
Yeah.
Miles, we just got back from the emergency room, and our son just broke his finger playing basketball.
Oh, you guys, I swear.
Like, holy shit. Every time.
It's a wonder you guys don't have one of those little cards that have, like, you know, frequent emergency room visits or something. How'd he break his finger?
He was dribbling, and I guess a ball got away from him, and...
Which one, anyway. Your oldest or your...
Little Bo Cephas, youngest. Yeah, my youngest
that
boy.
That poor kid.
I know.
So he's already got osteoporosis or something.
Yeah, I know. So he's got a splint.
Oh, man. You guys, I swear.
I know. Every time I go away, I went away like 5 years ago for work, which I don't go away very often, but I did. My kid came down with like pneumonia.
Oh, right, I remember.
Remember when we did the show Miles in Minnesota or whatever?
Right, yeah. I called your room and, yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, I was doing, like, naked karate moves in front of the mirror. Yeah, like, Apocalypse Now. Yeah. So. But, no, he breaks his freaking finger, like, an hour into getting this stupid thing.
Geez.
I'm like, thanks.
You poor kids.
Yeah.
It's like a skit on Saturday Night Live, you know, one of those bad ones. The emergency room family. Hi, honey, I'm home.
Yeah, I know.
You think I should go get this looked at?
Yeah. So no more going away for
a while. I don't know, honey. My menstrual cycle seems really heavy this month.
Could it be that butcher knife?
Oh, maybe. I know something felt funny when I sat down.
Maybe you just had the shocker one too many times.
Could be. Woo. That's weird. You're poor kids.
You know what the shocker is?
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I just found out about this.
Well, fill everybody in then.
Kids are sneaking this into their high school team photos. You take your hand. Real
oh
quick.
No, the shocker. Okay, I thought.
Yeah, you look at the palm of your hand.
I thought you were looking at some kind of prosthetic.
No, you take the palm of your hand. You're looking at it.
Yeah,
you bend down your ring finger and your thumb. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I know the shocker.
Two in the pink, one in the stink. Yeah.
Right. That's like, God, that's probably about 5 years old, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know the kids were sneaking that into pictures.
That's 5 years. I don't know. I think I learned about that a long time ago.
Really?
That's why you threw me. I didn't know.
No one hit me to it, man. I was like,
well, I'm sorry. I should have mentioned it, yeah.
Man, I like to be
on top
of those.
You'll be doing that now for your office photo.
I am.
Hey.
I am. My uncle's getting remarried this week, this summer, rather.
It's going to be in there.
Hey, man, Uncle Dave, check it out, man.
Look, the shocker.
Shocker. We're sneaking into his wedding photo.
Yeah. I think yours should be, your shocker should be, you know, the thumb and the stink. You do your own shocker.
Yeah.
You like ring finger and pinky in the pink. If you can hold those up, and there's no mistake, and so it's kind of like some kind of slee stack shock or
slee stack. The coupon-y.
Anyway. Silly. Now I gotta hit the button to get here. I'm all messed up. What?